Scripture reading today is Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, God's Son, happened just as it was written about in the prophecy of Isaiah. "Look, I am sending a messenger before you. He will prepare your way." A voice shouting in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John was in the wilderness calling for people to be baptized to show that they were changing their hearts and lives and wanted God to forgive their sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out to the Jordan River and were being baptized by John as they confessed their sins. John wore clothes made of camel's hair, a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, "One stronger than I is coming after me. I am even unworthy to bend over and loosen the strap of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of my favorite contemporary Christmas songs is "The Night Before Christmas," in which Carly Simon sings, "You don't have to be an angel to sing harmony. You don't have to be a child to love the mystery. You don't have to be a wise man on bended knee. The heart of this Christmas is in you and me." As I understand it, that seems to be the message of this morning's pageant. Christmas is a story in which we are all invited to step into, not as spectators all agog with eyes filled with wonder, but as participants, entering into the joy and into the proclamation of the story. Scripture would suggest that there is a role for each of us in this, the story of the ages. When it was time to cast the first Christmas, the angel went to Mary as if to say, "The young are included." Then to Zechariah, the angel went, saying, "Nobody is too old to be included." The angels found the shepherds in the field, being sure to include the working class who were pulling the third shift. It was a star in the night sky that led the Magi to take their place on the stage, even though they were from a foreign land. Not only is the message of Christ's birth good news of great joy for all people, this is a message, a song that can be sung by everyone. You don't have to be an angel to sing harmony, not in this song. There's no better proof of this fact than in today's scripture reading, as John the Baptist makes his debut into the story. Now, he's not in the pageant cast this morning, but we do have a shot of his favorite diner, Bud's Bee's Buffet, where any hungry prophet can enjoy the world's best hive of honey. John the Baptizer came not with wings and a halo, but in camel's hair and leather. John came not in the silent streets of Bethlehem or in a manger-turned cradle. He came not in the night sky, singing with an angelic host, but a voice crying in the wilderness, blasting the message of Christ's coming with his own unique set of pipes. John's song didn't have a beat that you could dance to. In fact, beside the chorus of the angels, he sounded a bit off key. But it was his song, and it was he who must sing it. You don't have to be an angel. John wasn't. Or was he? The Gospel of Mark says John was the messenger of whom Isaiah prophesied, one who would prepare the way, one who would disclose the presence of the Lord. Messenger. That is actually the translation of the Greek word angel. The word angel is simply a changing of Greek letters into their English counterparts. By definition, anyone who prepares the way, anyone who discloses the presence of the Lord, is a messenger, an angel. Throughout the Advent season, we have been using a movie entitled The Christmas Candle to guide our Advent reflection. In the movie, set in a small village in 19th century England, The people wait for the coming of an angel that happens once every 25 years. The angel comes, blesses one candle as it hangs in the candlery. Whoever receives the Christmas candle is told, light this and pray. They do, and in return receive whatever Christmas miracle they may pray for. It's been happening every 25 years for 200 years. Everyone believed and hoped for the angel's miracle until a new pastor arrived in the village who had a problem not only with angels and miracles, but even with answered prayer. His call to the congregation was that they become the miracle, that their good works of kindness would be the light by which others would see the presence of God. He not only preached the message, he lived it. His example inspired everyone in the village to offer help to one another. Together, they fixed neighbors' roofs and fences, visited the lonely, offered food to the poor. On the third Sunday of Advent, in his ongoing battle with the village tradition of the angel's visit, the pastor's sermon declared that when Christ was born, it was the angels that proclaimed the message of joy to the shepherds. But now they were to be the messengers, that in every good deed, in every kindness, Christ would be revealed and Christ would be born anew. As the season of Advent progressed, the pastor confessed that he had seen angels in the village, on rooftops, at kitchen tables, within the sanctuary, as the villagers had shown kindnesses to one another. They were the angels, the messengers who had made the presence of Christ and the care of God known in their village. You don't have to be an angel to sing harmony. You don't have to be a child to love the mystery. You don't have to be a wise man on bended knee. The heart of Christmas is in you and me. No, you don't have to be an angel. Well, you don't have to have wings or a halo. You're not expected to have a voice fit for an angelic chorus. Yet each one of us is assigned a role as an angel, a messenger of Christ's presence in our day. We are simply expected to sing our song, to continue to make the presence of Christ known through our acts of kindness, to proclaim good news of great joy, to find our place in the story, and to make it known to others. When we do, as the kids have shown us, that is when the good news of great joy for all the world truly becomes our story. Amen.